pierced if there wouldn't be chapter 14. So go with me to chapter 14. And you will see when they will see the one that they have pierced. Again, the context, the siege over Jerusalem by all nations. By the way, it does not mean that all the 6 billion people are in Jerusalem. There is not enough place there. But even if the United States of America agrees and sides with the nations, yeah, with only few nations, it is considered all nations. You see what I mean? Even to be silent and not coming to the help of Israel will be considered sin and siding with the enemies of Israel. But look at this in verse 3. Then the Lord shall go forth and fight against those nations, and soon you will see that Israel without their God has no chance to survive what is coming up. I will show you. And fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And look at verse 4 and compare it with what we just read in the book of Acts, chapter 1. In that day, his feet, Yeshua's feet, will stand on the Mount of Olives. Where was he ascended before the eyes? Where is what Daniel speaks about, the Son of Man, who will descend with the clouds? Everything is connected. Nothing is new. He will descend on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall split, etc., etc., etc. That's when they will see it. So Zechariah 14, of course 12, and Acts 1:6 are strongly connected. Is it the time that you are going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Well, the time is very near, beloved. The restoration of the kingdom of Israel is at end. Only one ingredient missing. You remember which one? Come on, speak up. We have a land, we have people. King! Right? The king is missing. He is still there, right? He did not descend. The Israeli-Arab conflict setting the stage for the restoration of the kingdom of Israel. Woohoo! Don't be scared from what the Arab nations are scheming against us. Against us. Remember who you are. You cannot escape it. But be encouraged. The Lord himself is coming to fight for us. And the kingdom, the restoration of the kingdom of Israel is at hand. Hallelujah. Maranatha. The so-called peace process only leads to the great war over Jerusalem. And it ushers, that's how you call it, right, ushers? Did I make a mistake or? Good. Be merciful with me, English is not my mother tongue, that's why sometimes you see funny mistakes. And it ushers the glorious coming of our King to his beloved city. So, how many times Israel tried to make peace with their neighbors? While she means good, and it's not because I'm a Jew. Those are the facts. I'm a captain in the Israeli army, and I tell you, there is no more. I know it will sound like pride. I don't care how it sounds. Fact. There is no more righteous army in the entire world, including the army of the United States of America, more than the Israeli one. The purity, we call it the purity of the weapon. Thank you. Is kept so highly. Now, do we make mistakes? Sure. I testified for mistakes. But we are human beings. But guess what? We want so much to keep the purity of the weapon, Israel. You have no idea how many soldiers lost their lives because they did not want to shoot a lady, an Arab lady, which was, do you know how they dress sometimes? She sat, she looked big, not because she was fat, but because of her dress. I'm not joking here. And you know why she was big? Terrorist underneath her. Very moral, right? And once the soldier saw her, poor woman. Boom, killed. You know, repeated incidents like this beloved, don't buy it that Israel, number one, is not righteous. She tries her best to be righteous. Look at the education system. Michael, my son, he learns from age zero in Israel peaceful songs. One day we will leave our weapon aside. One day we will make our weapon plowshares. And all this. He learns to love his neighbors. The Arabs, yes. Go to the Arab education. Israel is not even on their map. They teach them, the Arab babies are sucking from their mother's breast hatred towards Israel. The little devil. So, we tried. We tried to make peace, but guess what? The Arabs do not know how to spell peace. Because for them it's P-I-E-C-E. While for the Israelis, is P-E-A-C-E. So it started, why do I bother you? Are you interested in this? Why do I bother you with bunch of pictures now? Not so good, my apology, this is the best I could. Beloved, but you recognize Begin, Sadat, Anwar Sadat, Begin. In 1979, the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, which is called, was always called like freezer. I went to visit Egypt twice or three times. I was scared to death seeing the hatred of the Egyptian army towards me. Well, friends, I'm not inventing things. You don't live in the Middle East, so you think I'm just making it up. But I tell you the truth, the full truth. It's up to you to believe me or not, because I'm saying what I say before God. It's not manipulation. I'm very careful with what I say. So they tried with the conduction? To conduct something. Do you say conduction? Okay, of the United States of America. In this time, who remembers who was president? And pushed Begin to give up a land, peninsula, which was three times bigger than all Israel, Sinai. Who was it? Jimmy Carter. Let's continue. It continued with the Madrid conference. And do you recognize this man here? Bush Senior. Beloved, don't know what about you. Israel did not think very highly on this president. He was the first one in the history of our relationships, you know, America-Israel, that wanted to boycott it is documented, I checked it. In the White House documentation, if you wish. Google it. He threatened Mr. Shamir, who was back then the prime minister, here he is, that if he will not say yes, because Shamir was known as Mr. No. Shamir was known, one of his nicknames was Mr. No. Make this, concession? Yeah? No. Do this for them? No. He was a real patriot, yeah? And he really got on his nerve. And he pushed Shamir to the Madrid conference in 1991, which birthed, come on, this is the same Madrid conference, which birthed this one, the Oslo Accords in 1993. Beloved, if you think I'm getting sidetracked from those evenings, those three sessions, you are very wrong. I am talking here about biblical prophecy, Bible prophecy, being unfolded, fulfilled in front of our very eyes. Don't be naive and think that it will be in the future. It is already here. Because all of those peace process stages that I'm showing you push, every one of them, push Israel more to the corner. The corner I call Jerusalem. Then the Y agreement in 1998. Of course, you recognize this one. This is the two of them are deceased. This one was very gentleman. I loved him. Most of Israel loved him. Dedicated, devoted Muslim, but gentleman, King Hussein. His son, Abdallah, is his successor. And this, of course, this is Satan incarnated in human being. Yasser Arafat, thank God, he passed from this world full of blood on his hand, probably a gay himself, and of course Benjamin Netanyahu in his first term, yeah, as a prime minister. Of course, Clinton, remember, it is conducted by the Americans all the time. Clinton, continue with the Camp David, 2000, this time Barack, remember? Now he's the Minister of Defense. And, okay. And then, of course, with Mr. Bush Jr. and Sharon, remember? And, of course, this, and another Satan incarnated in human flesh, but this time with suit and tie. Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the PA, Palestinian Authority, he was the disciple who studied for 40 years at the feet of Yasser Arafat. Can something good come out of it? Beloved, a tiger, you say, does not change his spies, my beloved. Don't be naive. He just knows how to put the suit nicely. Let's continue. Then, of course, Olmert with Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas. The results so far, are you ready? More terror than ever before this peace process started. More bus explosions, suicide bombers, etc., etc. Now, thank God, due to another thing, to the world, the security world, that all the world judging us for doing, yeah? We put a security wall, and it's really lowered the suicide bombers by 90%, 90. Another result was that most of the Palestinian civilians are actually under Palestinian Authority rule. Autonomy, autonomy. This was taken in, look, in July of 98. 97 of the West Bank territory, 97 percentage, already, how long ago? Many years, yeah? Was already under their control. Today it's much more, beloved. Of course, it didn't help, so Barack wanted to appease the angry Arabs. Oh, let's make more concession. You know, our presence in the security zone in Lebanon, in the security zone, was not because Israeli likes to occupy territories. It was to push the range of the missiles back so the Israeli settlements will. So Barack moved out of the security zone. Zoop, back here. Of course, what was the result? This was in 2000. This, okay. Later on, of course, Sharon tries to appease this time the Palestinians, so-called Palestinians. There is no such a thing. I told you already. And I will tell you again more about it. Friends, to appease the terrorists in Gaza. So he disengaged about 10,000 people or 9,000 Jews from their homes. Just imagine that Mr. Obama, okay, Obama, maybe you're not surprised so much, but let's say that Bush Jr. sends the federal forces or whatever, however you call them, yeah, to take you out of your houses to let, Mexico to come in again. Whatever, or Indians, whatever. Can you imagine your own army take you out of your homes? Those are the sceneries from back then. Soldiers are crying together with those that they are disengaging. Of course, you know those three pictures? Those two were kidnapped by the Hezbollah on the Lebanon area, yeah, northern border of Israel. They were brought for many, many prisoners, Palestinian terrorists, yeah? They were brought in coffins. And those ugly people, the Hezbollah, did not even tell Israel while negotiating, yeah, that they are dead already years. This one is still, for the last five long years, is still under the Hamas, in the Hamas captivity. This is Gilad Shalit, if you heard about him. Still there. Of course, we had the Israel-Lebanon war. Yeah, Barack withdrew the forces, it caused more terror, and we needed to get in again, okay? True facts in the Middle East. Do you need to stretch out now, or can we continue for the next 20 minutes or so? Are we okay? Good. True facts in the Middle East. Based on history and archaeology, the Jews go back at least 4,000 years. There are evidence for Jewish or Israelite existence for at least 4,000 years. Palestinians, no factual evidence, no national history, no, they don't have their own culture, their own language. No, they're Arabs. Up to the 1920s, only then they started to identify themselves as Palestinians. Even, this is a mistake, only in the 30s, okay? The occupied territories never belonged or claimed legally by anyone but the nation of Israel. By the way, those are facts taken from books of history, not books of rewritten history. PLO was founded long, Palestinian Liberation Organization, PLO, before the occupation in 1964. The occupation started since 1967. So what in the world did they want to liberate? All of Israel. Israel, the giant Goliath, 290 miles long, 85 miles wide, you know, approximately about 21,000 square kilometers. Are you ready to see it in relationship to others? First of all, look at Israel as it is in your United States of America. For instance, look at Texas. Israel can be put about 50 times in Texas alone. Yep, this is giant Israel. Let's continue. Look at Israel, this little one over here, compared to Lebanon. Okay, look at the square miles. You remember Israel? Lebanon is, by the way, less, okay? But look, continue. 185 compared to 20. Okay? This is Syria. Look at Jordan, 90,000 square kilometers compared to Israel. Look at, come on, at Saudi Arabia, 2 million square kilometers. Okay? Look at Egypt, 1 million. You know why the two colors? Green, you see all the green? Lots of green, right? This is Europe over here, yeah? Look at all this green, beloved, compared to the pink over here. This is the Jewish state of Israel, surrounded by Muslim countries. 5 million Muslims surrounding this tiny little 20 square kilometers place. 500 million, what did they say? Sorry, oh, no, 5 million Jews are there. 5.5, but the 500 millions. Let's continue. Here it is, a close-up of what I showed you. This is Israel. Look at the West Bank, beloved. This is what Bush Jr., not Obama, don't blame it all on Obama, please. Be righteous, okay, in your approach. No, I mean it, okay? Don't be fanatic who just use slogans. Obama just applies what Bush Sr., what Clinton, what Jimmy Carter, and what George Bush Jr. with his roadmap for peace already established. According to George Bush Jr., this will be the Palestinian state. Of course, the Gaza Strip is over here, yeah? I mean, over here, it will also be part of the Palestinian state. So you need to cut also in this area, okay? All Muslims, beloved. Look at the military balance in the Middle East. Beloved, this was taken, I mean, I searched it in 2004. Beloved, so you can add to it 10%, okay? Look at the country. Israel has regular troops, let's say 200,000, okay? Backed up by the backbone, yeah, the duty service, you know, how do you call it? Duty reserve, by about 500,000, yeah? Look at the Arabs total. Close to 2 million, and then backed up by 15 million. I'm not talking about civilians. I'm talking about warriors, army soldiers, not babies or women or grandparents. My friends, those are soldiers. Look at the tanks, about 4,000 to Israel. Look at this. Those are only the neighboring Arab countries. Look at the aircraft. You know, we have about a bit more than 3,000. I'm sorry, we have about a bit more than 800. Look at this. Just for you to know, okay? Let's continue. Are you still okay? Look at the distances, beloved. According to George Bush Jr., this will be the Palestinian state. Here you look at it, in green, including the Gaza Strip. Now look at those mileage. Look at here, Netanya. This is the Mediterranean, if you didn't get it, yeah? 9 miles. Would you want to border or to live in such a narrow area when you know that those are your first enemies? They can use their K-47. They don't need missiles. Yeah, etc., etc. Let's continue. Look at it, talking about missiles. Look at it. We have few maps. This is the threat from Lebanon. You see Lebanon? This is the short range, longer range, and look where they can get. By the way, this was also in 2000, about 8. Now they can get over here already. From Lebanon. Are you with me? Look at Syria in this small picture, beloved. This is Syria. Syria can cover all of this area, you see? Look at Iran. Iran can go all the way here. See? You cannot see the red light? It's okay, ma'am. You can say it even loud. Here, I'm sorry, but you see now?
Yeah.
Iran, Syria, okay? Okay, let's see what small missiles, primitive ones, called Katyusha rockets, it's a Russian-made rockets, can do. Those are small, like this. It speaks for itself. You don't need me to explain, but I want to run with it, okay, with your permission. Look what they put in their missiles to extend the damage. Israel without her God, what? No chance. Even with the most advanced weapons. Praise God for this fact. Otherwise, they will continue with their pride. We have the best pilots. We are supported by the superpower, the greatest superpower in the world, the United States of America. But what about God? Let's continue. The last word belongs to the God of Israel, right? God is the only true Lord, master of all territories on planet Earth. All the references are there, beloved. I'm not inventing it. He sets lands and borders according to his perfect will and wisdom. It's scripture. Who's the land of Israel? He's God first. And he had pleasure to give it to his people. Okay? He is the Lord of the land. The land of Israel, God's most beloved real estate on earth. Not America, not Honolulu, not Hawaii even. Not even Switzerland. The only one piece, small real estate on planet earth that he says what he says in those verses is Israel. Dwelling in the land of Israel only under special conditions. If you sin, the land will vomit you out. It is not true for any other land in the world. Are you with me? Why were the Canaanites driven out by Joshua, son of Nun? Why did God tell him to destroy everybody, women, children, animals? Because they sinned. Their iniquities reached too high of a level. Boom. Why Israel was thrown out of their land? Sin. Etc., etc. Zechariah 14. Jerusalem, a cup of drunkenness. Remember where we are? End time prophecy. The central issue in today's Israeli-Arab conflict is what? Promised land and Jerusalem. The origins of the conflict, spiritual and only then territorial. Why only then? Because it goes back to Ishmael and Isaac, to Esau and Jacob. Why do you think? Did you think about this strange scripture which tells us that while they were in her belly, Rebecca womb, the twins fought. And then, you know, one stretched out his hand and he was taken and the other one came. Why? Well, strange, absurd scriptures. Those are lullaby story for children. No! Huge, deep, spiritual importance. Significance. They are fighting on the firstborn rights. We are the firstborn of God. Yeshua is the firstborn. Out of Egypt I call my son. Who is God's son? Both Israel and Yeshua. It's a fight. The Israeli-Arab conflict is a fight on the firstborn rights. Whom does Israel, our father's land, belong to? Or in the physical, Abraham, our father. To whom did he inherit it? Are you with me still? Not too much? Fight over territories, beloved? Not really. The fight is really a physical manifestation. Please understand, you need to be spiritual people. Of the heavenly or spiritual warfare over what? Over the firstborn rights, like I said, God's beloved people and the city of the great king. Why the city of the great king? Because it is the Garden of Eden. We spoke about it yesterday. God wants to redeem everything spiritually, soulishly, and physically. He is the God of all. He is the creator of all. In the entire Bible, beloved, not even one reference to a land named Palestine. It was given 100 years after Yeshua by a pagan man named Adrian, who became emperor, Caesar, who hated the Jews with his guts and wanted to, how do you say, to blot off or, you know, to take the name, the term Jews, blot it off the face of the earth. And the Jews get their name from Judah, remember? And Judea, the area. Well, he renamed Judea as Palestine after the enemies of Judah back then, the Philistines. But many times, Israel, beloved, let's continue. The real battle is all over again. The identity of the only one true God, Yahweh, the God of Israel, and not Allah, the God of the demons, the demon himself, is firstborn, Israel, and Yeshua, the Son of the living God. This is what the battle is over, all about. Yeah, his only earthly throne, Jerusalem, the city of the great king, as we said today, whom are we choosing to side with? For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation is a lamp that burns. This is not Rami's words. This is God's words through the prophet Isaiah. I don't know why I didn't put it Isaiah 60 or something like this, okay? Or 61. Yeshua is coming back to a specific geographical location, beloved. Do you recognize this? Temple Mount. This is the pagan shrine which one day will be done away with by God's grace. This is the Kidron Valley, separating the Temple Mount from the Mount of Olives. This is where Yeshua is coming. We just read it, right? His feet shall stand here on the Mount of Olives. Where is home, beloved? You remember this picture that I showed you, the olive trees? We are the olive tree right now here. Where are we now? Over here, right? Somewhere here. But where is the real olive tree, the real home for us, beloved? Israel. Get used to it. Okay, beloved, listen carefully. Oh, I hate to do it to you, but can I stretch it 10 more minutes? Because this is the very heart of the message and to conclude the three sessions. Okay? Turn with me, please, to Matthew 7. Those of you who know very well their Bible know where I'm going to. It is the last chapter of the Sermon on the Mount, and Yeshua ends it in verse 21. With those words, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And by the way, kingdom of heaven, same kingdom of God, kingdom of Israel. They are correlating, they are connected. There are no three kingdoms. There is reason why he says here, heaven and there, Jerusalem, Israel and there, other, but kingdom of God, but we will not get to it now. But they are connected. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven, many will say to me in that day, which day? The day that his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, beloved, his glorious second coming. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, By the way, look at me. If you did not notice, it's not a lie. They did do all of this, not in Satan's name, but in Yeshua's name. How come? For the sake of those that they did those deeds to. For the sake of the leper, for the sake of the cripple, for the sake of the blind man, for the sake of the depressed one. God can use a donkey, he can use everyone else. Are you with me? The fact that somebody is a miracle worker does not make him known by God, which is the key to enter the kingdom. Let's continue. Why do I say it? And then, verse 20, where is it? 3. I will declare to them, I never knew you. Did you notice? It doesn't say, you never knew me. Many of us know him. How many of us are known by him? Scary thought. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Turn with me to the next one. The same book, 25. You remember the virgins? The spiritually stupid virgins? Verse 11. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Very similar. But he answered and said, what? Assuredly, I say to you, I do not, what? Know you. Beloved, the Hebrew word for knowing somebody, ladat, comes from the root yada. You dalet ein, you don't need to bother. I mean, sorry for the many details. But it speaks about intimacy of a wife with her husband. For example, a classic example, and Adam knew his wife Eve. This is the Hebrew. The Adam yada et ishto. And Adam knew his wife, and they begot, you know, a son, etc., etc. Knowing yada in Hebrew speaks about intimacy. When a man goes into a woman, which hopefully is his legitimate wife, okay? Actually, if they do not